From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his fifth message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. As God prepared Joshua and the children of Israel for entrance into the Promised Land, He emphasized many things that provide spiritual lessons for Christians in every age. In chapter 2, we find the record of Joshua sending two spies to scout out the city of Jericho. The Lord had promised the victory, so why did Joshua send the spies? In answering that question, Dr. Cairns is setting forth the importance and influence of special witness on the people of God. The spies were ordinary men, well known to the Israelites, and their testimony provided a point of contact with God's great purpose. As the battle for Jericho loomed before them, the people were naturally apprehensive, and the report of the spies gave them much confidence. So the Lord often encourages believers through the example of others who have proved God in difficult situations. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in a few minutes. First, he takes some time to speak of something the whole world desires, peace.
Wars have been fought for it. World political leaders endlessly discuss it. Individuals yearn for it. What is it? It is peace. A most elusive prize indeed. Now, the Bible says, acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. It also says that the Lord Jesus Christ made peace through the blood of His cross. There's a great problem in the world's conception of peace. Among nations, peace is often equated with a cessation of hostilities. Again, peace among people is usually looked on a very horizontal plane, and dealing merely with either relationships with other people or with an equilibrium of mind, a serenity of mind that we ourselves may enjoy. Now, I do not for one moment undervalue these aspects of peace, but very few people ever really bother to think upon the simple truth that the basic aspect of peace must be peace with God. The greatest enmity that a man can have is enmity toward God. The greatest chasm that can divide him from anyone is the chasm that divides him from God. The Bible says your sins have separated between you and your God. Now that is a chasm indeed. Paul said that we are alienated from God by wicked works. Alienated, at enmity with God, at hostility with God. We need peace with God. How do we obtain peace with God? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to reconcile us, that is, to make peace between us and our God. We have peace with God, says the Apostle Paul, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's where peace starts. Now, I would advise you today to make sure that in your longing for peace, you don't simply long for a peaceful world, a peaceful family, and a serenity of your own soul, but make sure that you have peace with God, that you are not living in enmity toward God. Now, when you have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who made peace for us with God through the blood of His cross, when you have Him as your Savior, then you can receive from Him the gift that the Bible calls the peace of God. When you have peace with God, you can receive the gift of the peace of God. He will give you that gift of peace. The Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And Paul wrote to the Philippians, and he said that we should be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep. And the word keep means shall stand guard over, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's the key to peace of heart and peace of mind, peace in the home, peace in your relationships. It starts with peace with God, having received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then through him enjoying the sweet peace and serenity of soul. He promised it. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Christian, be encouraged today. The peacemaker is the peace giver. He promises peace in a troubled world.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial life strains it unceasing.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
the children of Israel would still feel great fear. They would still feel deep inadequacy as they faced the unknown land with armies of undetermined strength, with defenses so great that no doubt they had heard about them. And however much they were willing to follow Joshua, there would have been, they had evidenced this again and again and again, they would have felt this awful feeling of fear and inadequacy. So Joshua sent out the spies to report on the situation as they saw it. In other words, the spies were a point of contact for ordinary people with the great plans that were shaping their destiny. Try to put yourself in that crowd. There is Joshua. Joshua, to the people of Israel, was a man apart. Joshua stood on a different spiritual level. Joshua appeared, indeed, to the ordinary people of Israel almost to be a man from a different planet. He was a man who had experiences they never had. He was a man who stood on a level they could never reach. And he was there telling them of these great communications from God. Now they believed them. They said, "We're going to follow you, whatever the cost." But when Joshua sent out the spies, they were much more of the ordinary type. They were taken from out of the people. And when the people saw two of their own number, as it were, undoubtedly two very special people of their own number, but still of their own number, who went into Jericho, did their job, came out again, and they gave their report, the people had a point of contact with these great plans that were shaping their destiny. And from the lips of the spies, the people would learn, Jericho is ripe to be taken. Now, what we have in the mission of the spies is, I think, a classic example of a famous truth in Scripture. In Psalm 103 and verse 14, the psalmist said, "The Lord knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust." The Lord and Joshua could simply have commanded Israel and said, "This is your duty and this is my promise now. Step out and do your job in the light of the promise." That would have been perfectly justifiable. But the Lord knows the frame of his people. The Lord understands the dust of which we're made. He knows how weak we are, and thus he met the need of the weakness of the people, and he strengthened them at their weakest point so that they would go in with greater heart and fuller faith to do the work to which he had called them. This isn't the only occasion on which the Lord followed this procedure. He showed the very same care, for example, in the case of Gideon. Remember how in chapter 6 of Judges, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, and he greeted him as a mighty man of valor. So obviously the Lord saw in Gideon a courage, a strength, a willing determination fully to follow the Lord. And yet, when the Lord had brought Gideon and his entire army down to 300 men, and he set before him the task of defeating the swarming armies of the Amalekites, he yet detected in Gideon not only a willingness to follow the Lord, but a natural fear, a natural feeling of personal inadequacy. And so the Lord said to Gideon in Judges 7, verses 9 through 11, "Arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say." And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. So Gideon and Phurah, because they did fear, went down secretly like the two spies. You remember the occasion when they heard one Amalekite soldier telling his dream to another, and how the other interpreted it. And it was like to Gideon a message from heaven. This is nothing but the sword of Gideon. This is the destruction of Amalek through Gideon. Here was another confirmation of fear, alarm, that had spread among the enemies of God and of Israel. And so Gideon came back assured of victory. Did he not believe until then? Yes, he did. Was he not sure that he could commit himself to the word of God? Yes, he was. He had actually put his life on the line already, committing himself to the word of God. Gideon had proved that he believed the word of God. But you see, the truth is, and sometimes Christians are afraid to admit this, sometimes they're ashamed to admit it. The truth of the matter is, even men of great faith like Gideon, men of great courage like Gideon, men who had already hazarded their lives for the cause of God through naked obedience to the word of God, yet can feel very isolated, very alone, very fearful, and very inadequate. He felt that way. The Lord knew he felt that way. And while some mortals who are always ready to judge others by a much stricter standard than that which they apply to themselves, while mortals would have come and chided Gideon about his fear and his weakness, the Lord knew his frame. He remembered that he was dust, and he came and he met that need within him, just as he did in the days of Joshua when he sent out the spies. We find that he did the same in the New Testament church. Have you ever wondered as to the purpose of the many autobiographical details that the Apostle Paul introduces into his epistles? Paul introduces those details as a confirmation of the faith of the saints. Oh, surely those saints believed the word of God. But Paul's personal experience greatly strengthened their faith and toughened their resolve to stand for God and prove him as he was proving him. Now, this is something very, very simple, and yet it's profoundly important to God's people. You could argue that as Christians, we have the word of God. Surely that's enough for us. Do you need any other testimony than the word of God? You could argue, not only do we have the word of God, but we have the indwelling Spirit of God, and that therefore we shouldn't need any more support for our confidence or any further reason to do the will of God. Now, there's some truth in that. We should stand on the naked word of God. There's no additional authority to Scripture. It's impossible to add to the authority of Scripture. So there is some truth in it. But again, let's face reality. The simple fact of the matter is that the great body of Christians, including you and me, the great body of Christians today is not one step ahead of Gideon or of the people of Israel in this matter. The great body of Christians still face their duty with a great deal of uncertainty. We know what we ought to do, and yet we feel within us many a time a gripping fear. Many a time we feel within us a deep sense of personal incapacity and inadequacy for the job. In other words, Christians today need the kind of encouragement that the two spies provided for Israel in the days of Joshua. When we face some great challenge, the prior experience of God's people is a wonderful source of strength and encouragement. That was the value of the spies to Israel. And that's the value of the experience of other people for us. You remember the words of the old hymn, taken slightly out of context in that it was more of an evangelistic hymn, but the truth is still there. It's no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.